This is how we all came into the world.
This is Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your only source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps done in a fake British accent. This is quote-unquote Survivor Series preview. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm not doing an English accent.
You're going to do the accent?
No.
How are you? How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
How
are you? No. I just figured if Zelina has a great British accent, I should do it too. Hers is almost as good as mine.
You guys are about on a level.
Yes, I love Queen Zelina. I love that she's fully switched into some weird British persona. Next, she's going to start dressing in like fancy suit dresses.
Nah, I don't see that happening.
Well, either way, I love that her crown covers up her awful red hair on the top of her head.
Definitely an improvement. She's doing really good with this.
I like it. I like her and Carmella together.
Yeah, the crown really works.
Yeah. So you're going to give us the recap, actually, on AEW's pay-per-view that happened this weekend. Britt Baker, DMD, is still your women's champ.
Obviously.
As if there were any other option.
I mean, there is. There's other options in the company, but not that they want to fucking go on. That was a good match. They actually had me for a second, which is a second longer than any other Britt Baker matches.
Oh, that's not nice.
There's never been any point in time where she's ever been in danger throughout this entire run. It's bullcrap.
Yeah.
But in that match, there was a point where she had curb stomped Ty like three times, one of them being on the steps, and Ty was still going, but it was just too much by the end of it. But the end of it was so like anticlimactic after all the stuff that they were doing. It was just kind of like, it just, I don't want to like throw generalizations out there, but with the two of them, I was saying like Ty's not ready for this last week. And like, I've always said, or I've been saying that I don't think Britt's ready. You compare like that finish to the finish that like MJF and Darby had. And that was well thought out and such a good heel move, like unique, the one we haven't seen before. So good for that match. And like the Britt one was just like, yeah, at the end of what was a really good match.
Well, as far as the fallout we saw in AEW, I mean, Tay Conti seems to be still maybe in the title picture.
I don't think so.
I mean, they gave her a whole promo talking about how she's next time she's like not gonna like fall on her face.
Which, yeah, I mean, now hopefully next time you're better and you should be champion at that point. But I was thinking about it during that promo. They kind of screwed her, putting her in this spot and not being able to be in the TNT championship. And for like,
or TBS
tournament. The TBS championship, yeah, that's what I meant. Tournament. But yeah, like they could have not had somebody else in there and had her in it and had somebody else eat a pin to Britt for like, had Ruby Riott's or what's her name now, Ruby Soho's program with her go just another like month longer.
Yeah.
And then Ruby still lose at the end of it. And then Ty could be in that tournament where, like, she has a potential to get a mid-card belt because she's a mid-carder.
Unless Ruby's going to win that tournament. But at this point, I don't know. It's really anyone's game.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, totally, Ruby could still win that because they would want to have, like, an over champion, another over champion. But I would think that Ty is more over than Ruby. And Ruby could be cooler doing other stuff, like healing for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Or just going hog wild on the rest of that roster and like not
or having still
any
even having a feud with Britt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like beating the crap out of everybody on that roster. I mean, though, like even draw out that feud with Chris Statlander.
Yeah.
As opposed to just being like a respect match.
Screw your respect. So, I was admittedly, I don't like to watch Dynamite. I will scrub through. And this time I actually got to watch it live. And I was like, oh my gosh, we actually get Nyla Rose on Dynamite and not on Dark. Because usually that's just where I watch her now at this point.
That's what she wishes on. It was just she wasn't the pre-show.
It was part of the TBS bracket though. So like, okay, of course, like we have to have this match on TV. It makes sense. But yeah, it was Nyla Rose versus Hikaru Shida. And This was, yeah, this was really fun. This was a really good match. I loved it.
Really good matches by now. They've wrestled each other so many times. Like,
yeah.
And the cool thing is, it never is the same match with them.
Yeah.
Like with a lot of the WWE rematches we see.
Yeah.
Even with the big ones, it's just kind of the same match with like a little bit of variations. But with them, it never seems to be.
And that kind of just like is another example of what we were talking about of your pro, like really your pro women who can have rematches and still make it different each time. Yeah. As far as like in WWE, we always like credit Bayley for doing that and Sasha and stuff, but we get to see it over here in AEW, so that's nice.
Yeah, this one was much more of like, not even, I wouldn't say a grudge match, but either of them just trying to climb over the top of it. Yeah. Like what a tournament should be, yeah. Like trying to outlast the other, because I mean, it's just, you don't watch it very much, but it's what a lot of the men's eliminator tournament matches were like too, mm-hmm. just like outlasting each other, and it was awesome.
And Serena got herself involved. Serena Deeb is like, if you were questioning it before, she's super heel. She came in and was taking out Sheeta's knee again. And so that was like the theme of their match together when they had it. So Nyla was able to take advantage of that. And so once her knee was all just like more busted up.
Yeah, which is awesome because Nyla gets to keep on going on with this story, and then Sheeta now has to go get revenge on Diva. That's the best.
And that's better.
That's the best feud going on in women's wrestling right now.
Yeah, I was like, I had to rewatch it again because I was thinking, why is Sheeta tapping out to Nyla? But then seeing the position that she had her, and she was like stretched across Nyla's back, and she was just like pulling on her leg, and it made sense because Serena like came in and did that
Saturday, and then Serena destroyed her leg for like 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that feud if they keep giving it to us. I hope they do.
And this wasn't like, I don't know if I say on here a lot, but like, you don't have to have the same finish all the time. You don't have to finish right. with your finish. And this was one where it wasn't, and it fit the story so well, like to not do it.
Yeah.
And Sheeta tapping out immediately, like you felt that she was.
Yeah, that's how you knew she was. Sheeta was
like going to be, yeah, Sheeta doesn't do that.
Like, I think that's what made the match even cooler too, mm-hmm. because it's like, it was like that desperation in the match, but then seeing Sheeta just like tap out right away and not even like trying to get out of it. Nah, no, she knew she was done.
Yeah, she is so good.
Like, love her.
It's just funny the talent we have in this division, and we just have that title held hostage again, just like the NXT situation last year.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't like, I mean, I would expect them to come out of it better than NXT is right now. And the way that NXT came out of that hostage situation with their women's title, but only because they have a deeper roster now, I think, than NXT did at the time.
Yeah, we just don't see it.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're tuning into Dark for 3-on-3 matches, which, whatever. I don't think I watched those YouTube shows this week. But we will talk a little bit about NXT. And the big match this week was Raquel and Dakota Kai, but we got what's her name? Persia, Indy's friend. Mm-hmm. So she had a match against who was this against?
They were just
jobbers. Were like new
it's
girls.
NXT, they're jobbers.
Well,
it's NXT 2.0. They're jobbers. They have jobbers now.
Oh, they have jobbers now. They don't have your performance center trainees.
Yeah, that's why we can get to it later when we could talk about NXT UK, but that's why I was wondering, like, is this the best show on here now? Because we don't have jobber squash matches on here.
Yeah, so that happened.
What NXT was.
Robert Stone made an appearance. Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter had a promo that was probably one of the dumbest things that I've seen.
I mean, takes a lot to be on the level of that Briggs and Jensen promo where they're talking about drinking beer and playing football growing up. And goddamn, it was just almost as bad, if not as bad.
But yeah, what the hell was that?
I told you when they came out with that intro last week, like, what? So they're rave girls now? Like,
okay, so
is this just confirmed. A Hail Mary?
It's confirmed. They are rave girls now, I guess, or they hang out at EDM shows. And so this promo was them talking about going to an EDM show and how it opened their eyes and they want to bring that same feeling to the crowd. And I don't like it.
That's going to cost them a fortune in Molly to bring that same feeling to the NXT crowd. And I don't think Vince or anybody in WWE is going to be very happy
with
that.
I don't think they're going to allow that, because if anybody should have been pulling off that type of gimmick, it's Naomi. And she's not even like that deep in it. So I don't know how it's going to work out for them. I mean, I like the look, but the story is weird. It's, yeah. I don't know. Even that, and then if you think too about like the audiences, who is it really like trying to connect with?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I was also reading something about maybe the reason why Toxic Attraction is where they are is to like get more views from like the younger male audience.
Oh, it's working.
It is?
A lot of the people that I've seen talking about it have not been talking about it before, but it's like these shitty one-dimensional fans that want to see an FHM model being the champion instead of the best wrestler.
It just sucks because, it's just going back to what we said before. I thought we were past that. Exactly. I thought we were past that attitude era.
It's just
of
such
an
like low. It's so such low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
And that's all they're doing to us. And like, it would be one thing if Mandy wasn't leaning into it, or she was like being a different character at some point instead of just trying to call herself the baddest bitch and just coming out in these low cut tops all the time. Or if she was getting better in the ring, but we've seen her 3 weeks in a row now and it's been the same exact thing.
So yeah, it's so weird seeing her like as the leader of this faction, because she really doesn't talk. She really doesn't like assert authority. And so, yeah, it just kind of like, yeah, it just falls flat. But anyway, the match between Raquel and Dakota is what closed out the show. And yeah, like it was a pretty good match. But what's their faces got involved?
Toxic Shock.
Toxic Attraction. came in, and so they got who DQ'd. Well, it doesn't matter. That match just ended.
They DQ'd Dakota because they attacked Raquel.
Everybody ended up in a brawl at the end of it.
And then talk about bad camera angles, Dakota. Jesus. I know you haven't been here for a while. You gotta land your kicks, man. Especially when you're the only thing in the main event happening right at that moment.
Yeah, so like Toxic Attraction was holding down Raquel and Dakota went in for her kick and it just like did not connect at all.
By like an entire foot length.
But hey, Raquel sold it.
Yeah, that's the only thing that matters.
So Cora Jade came in because she also has a bone to pick with Dakota.
But she's a chump. Just like Dakota. So she started getting beat up right away. It didn't matter.
And then Zoe Stark's music played. And everybody kind of like is making fun of Zoe because she's in a freaking Steve Austin knee brace and crutches. So they're all like, hey, what are you even going to do about it? Crutches? And Io Shirai's music played. And she came in, took a crutch from Zoe, and then just started like wailing on everybody. So that's when Cora Jade actually was able to help turn it around too.
I think Zoe gave her the wrong crutch though. If it's in her left leg, shouldn't she have given her right crutch?
It's still just a knee brace. Yeah, I don't know. I think she can put a little weight on it.
The crutch over too, but like she should have come out on the other side anyway. I was just thinking like that's the one she needs. What are you doing, Io?
I didn't even
she really
about
doesn't
that.
Like her tag team partner.
I actually liked seeing Io this way. Because honestly, like every time she comes out, including with Zoe, I'm just like, oh.
But because it wasn't drawn out in this weird ass, like, character that we don't know.
Yeah.
That's the Io that was good before. That was the Io that I cared about before.
We just need, like, super babyface Io. I guess that's what works. Weird, emo, maybe heel Io was not.
Do we not know who their fourth is still?
Right. So, oh. that's what ended up happening after EO like took everyone out with those crutches. She announced that there is War Games.
It's not official till Regal announces it. And it's such a joke this year. It's been like three weeks and there's no build and there's nothing interesting happening.
Well, it's Toxic Attraction with Dakota Kai. And then as far as we know, EO, Cora, and Raquel on another team, but they still need a fourth person.
Yeah.
I just figured Candice LeRae and Zoe Stark would be like in their corner and together they make one person. So maybe they could be their fourth.
No.
They bring a spirit to the match.
No.
Honestly, I am kind of looking forward to this mess because I don't know if Mandy can really do War Games.
She can't. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with it. I would like to see, with the push that Persia is getting, her get in there. Because she's actually like can manhandle these girls and throw them around. And we saw that in the ladder match. Like, she would be cool in that match, I think. And for her to be able to like turn and join Toxic Shock and give more fuel to them right now, because they're going to start running stale pretty soon, especially with two of the three of them being as bland as they are or as one-dimensional as they are. They're going to need someone else. And Persia would, even if she's like one dimension herself, she's a different one dimension, that she can be like their powerhouse, and then they're a four-man crew. It would follow the recycled new era, Undisputed Era storyline that they've gone with so far.
Why wouldn't they just have Kaylee Ray be their fourth? Kaylee Ray is the only one that could really,
because she can't be face. I would like Kaylee Ray to come in there and just beat the shit out of all of them, like, once they're all messed up, because she shouldn't have any allies in this division.
Well, I think maybe without turning her face, they could just be like, you know, we really need a fourth person. She's like, I hate all of you guys, but I want to, like, kill people, so I will join this match. Mm. So maybe that's the way to get her in without turning her face.
That's how she was in War Games last time, but she was with the heels.
Yeah, that's right. Because, I mean, yeah.
Because that's when she was the Forever Champion. Super heel.
Yeah, I mean, that makes most sense, is to put Kaylee Ray in it. But I guess maybe they're just trying to figure out, like, how do we introduce her onto the face team?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Kaylee Ray would probably, well, she would be the best one to be in there for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if she necessarily needs it. I would like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would like her to clean up afterwards.
She's just wrestling jobbers right now.
They're working her way up to the championship.
Hmm.
And after this, she's already had Mindy's had a title defense. She'll have a War Games under her belt, and then let's take the fucking title off of her, please.
They should have had Frankie Monet in War Games. That would have been a good participant.
We have another round of budget cuts.
Releases or budget cuts.
And I've had some time to reflect on all the last budget cuts, including these. I still think she's the biggest ball drop that they had.
Yeah, for sure.
Including Keith Lee. I think she maybe not had much more potential, but she could have helped so many more people on that roster then.
Yeah.
Keith Lee was just going to smash people down.
Yeah. She like brought other, yeah, she just like brought so much more with her.
Yeah.
So that sucks. But Tegan Nox is officially gone. Man, she like never, anytime like stuff would get started with her or for her, she would get injured.
Talk
she was
about
out. Man.
Triple H loving you. He just always believed in her coming back, and she never lived up to it for him. But if she can stay not broken for a while, I think she will be a star in AEW.
Yeah, I can see that.
Those crowds will push her to the moon more than like Ruby. And her and Ruby could have an amazing rivalry.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I wonder what all their non-competes are.
Yeah, I was sad to see that Tegan was released, but
yeah, at this point, I don't want to see any of the women released. Like, I'm glad that she was the only, I think she was the only one on that list.
I think she's the only woman, yeah.
I don't want to see any of them released because I'd rather have them all here taking time from these fuckos that I don't want to watch anymore.
I was glad to see Aaliyah and Tony not on that list.
Yeah, totally.
because, yeah, after SmackDown, I mean, we got to see Aaliyah wrestle after a really long time. Actually,
she wasn't even like the third weakest link in that match.
We can get back to that in a little bit, but let's cover NXT UK before. Speaking of Aaliyah, Aaliyah James had her match against Nina Samuels, and it was because, like, not really any reason other than, like, yeah, they need to have a match, but because Nina was talking shit about Aaliyah and she overheard her. This was one of my favorite matches this week.
Yeah,
this
was really good. Like, level it. I don't know that I can justify putting over the Tay and Britt match just because they went for so long, and mm-hmm. they were pretty good, like, in the ring. But yeah, and like I was thinking it was the second best with the Sheeta and Nyla match.
Yeah.
But nah, I'd probably have to put it behind the Britt and Tay match. But it's not very far.
You just liked
far.
It. Yeah, you.
It's not very far behind considering how less of a time they had and how like less of a build they had. This match was so fun. I really
overall,
liked it.
Yeah, like overall it was just like a really fun and good match.
Yeah.
Nina,
I told you. I've been singing Nina's praises forever.
Well, yeah,
no woman with those broader shoulders can like be a slouch in the ring for too long. She showed up in this match.
I know Aaliyah's small, but the fact that she did like those two backbreakers on her.
Three
backbreakers on her.
And she was selling for her too.
Yeah, Nina.
Like this is the match that I was saying. Where there's no jobber matches in NXT UK.
No.
NXT UK is the last remnants of NXT in this company.
So if you miss NXT 1.0, that's should watch NXT UK.
I'm coming to realize, even though I don't like any of their dudes, but that Nina Samuels
match. Yeah, I don't like any of the dudes either.
Aaliyah James was awesome.
The
way that like they built the match too, it was just like the classic big person versus a little person. Like,
yeah. Well, the way that Aaliyah was wrestling against her was cool. Like seeing her, she was getting so much air, like to jump and come down on Nina to like push her down to the ground. And she did that like back to back.
And then she would just stop her and like manhandle her for a little while.
Yeah. And then, but Aaliyah's like, she's doing the drop kicks. Like she gets high. Yeah,
it was like just as good as AJ versus any other big person. Like, man. I mean, not obviously not because it's AJ, but still like
psychology wise, also AJ.
Yeah, it's like psychology wise, like they played it to a T.
And then the finish was just cool
because
like right, of course Nina, she does like your classic that you love is talking shit throughout the match, and so right at the end she's like, let's just get this match over with because she had like the upper hand on Aaliyah. Right when she's about to, like, she threw her into the ropes and Aaliyah came over and, like, rolled her up into, was it small package?
Mm-hmm.
But the way she did it looked cool.
Yeah, the ref fucked
that up,
though.
She, like, octopused her, though.
Like, the ref took way too long on that count, and that's one that has to be, like, not a quick count, but needs to feel like a quick count.
Well, I think the way that, well, I don't know. Are you supposed to, like, the way that Aaliyah's legs and arms were positioned, is that like what makes it a small package?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, okay.
But like,
I was going to say, like, I don't think Nina was going to get out of that.
The ref needed to be like right on it. Nina's stronger than her. Of course she's going to get out of it. She got out of it right after the three count.
Yeah.
But that's why like the ref needed to be right on it because it's 1, 2, 3. It's not like pause 1, 2, 3 because you need to have it tight right at the at the end of that match there, and it wasn't as tight as it should have been, but whatever. It's a weekly NXT show, like you can't complain for it being that for that like little bit of a thing,
right? I liked how the stupid announcer was talking about Nina Samuels being like a great broadcast journalist and she was already nominated for awards.
I didn't even pay attention to the commentary. I'm the one that wasn't paying attention to the commentary this time, I guess. I didn't hear that.
They were like just talking about how, like, this is the reason why Nina's so great. And this is why she's getting recognized for her broadcast journalism.
She's good. And she's been killing it the last few weeks.
So
it's Nina's time.
Nina gets a velvet painting on our wall right now this week.
Yeah. She's earning her time.
So I just wanted to talk about NXT UK before we get into the Survivor Series talk because, yeah, I had to bring it up. It was so good. So SmackDown. They introduced the Survivor Series team, and that's how they started off the show, surprisingly. Well, I guess not surprisingly. SmackDown does tend to open shows with their women a lot. So you had Natalya, Shotzi, Shayna, and Aaliyah up in the ring. And then, of course, they had to introduce Sasha with her music and give her all the pomp and circumstance. And, yeah, like, they, like, here's your Survivor Series team. I'm Sonya Deville. What else can I do to make this night worse for Naomi? So Naomi comes out. Like, what was the deal for Naomi coming out?
I don't know. She wasn't even part of the team. She didn't really go here.
That's probably why. Because, like, Aaliyah got a spot, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, anyway.
I just started paying attention when they were fighting already, I think.
Yeah, girl fight broke out. And what comes after that, of course? 3-on-3 tag team.
Six-woman tag team.
So it was Sasha, Naomi, and Aaliyah versus Shayna, Natty, and Shotzi. I don't want
to
say.
Was supposed to be a
I
heel.
Was gonna say I don't know what. I don't want to say what you said, but Jesus Christ, Natalia, what is that outfit? yeah. So Natty's a heel again because
she's hanging out with the heels.
Yeah, like because that works for her. Natty is like that mythical creature that just emerges every like 1,000 years or something to feast, and then she like hides away again. But it's like with Survivor Series, anytime there's like a Survivor Series coming up, then it's like, oh, veteran Natty. But like her and Sasha do work really well together. Like yeah, they move so well together. They're in sync. But as far as everything else, like why?
Did you see that one post from Becky a while back after the Saudi Arabia thing where she actually specifically put name drop TJ?
No.
So, yeah, she was saying something about how, like, the women's division, blah, 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 TJ, blah, 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 blah. Do you think she was actually putting him on blast, like, in a backhanded way? Because no. She was saying something about them, like, doing, like, so well. Yeah, I guess not from her because he's booked her as a fucking champion for her fucking ever, but... Like, I don't know. Maybe it's her shining spot. Like this motherfucker's holding this division back.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it does put, like, it puts a face to whoever's
Until she had really put that, I hadn't really started putting two and two together. But week after week since then, it seems that
way. I've been telling you that TJ is one of the producers for the women.
I know, but, like, I never really thought.
I don't know if he's, like, the real, like, man behind the curtain, but... I don't know how much influence he has. I don't think he's like the main booker,
but I know he's a producer there, and
I think he produces the matches.
Like
that's what I think it is.
I don't know,
but I do think he like him and
matches, and that's the thing.
Well, I think him and Natty hold a lot of weight, and
that's more weight than they've deserved. More weight than they've earned. I mean.
Yeah, mostly because...
Than they personally earned.
Because I think, like, the ones who are doing this are the women. He might be giving his notes and tips and stuff, which is great and stuff, but, like, they're the ones that are actually doing
it. Oh, yeah,
the ones
killing it in the ring. Yeah. I'm saying, like, well, like, the only thing I don't like about it is the booking. You don't think he came up with that 26-second thing at SummerSlam? Who the fuck else would come up with a...
Vince?
With something that bad?
Vince?
I don't know that Vince is coherent, to be honest with you. After that Keith Lee decision and the Ty Valkyrie...
Well, we have our own conspiracy theories about those releases, yeah, but...
I'm saying, I don't know that Vince is necessarily the most coherent person in the world.
Well, let's get back to SmackDown. We had the match. Really fun one. And, man, we got to... Okay, first of all, I have to point out all the piped-in crowd noises. I don't think Aaliyah got that big of a cheer. Everyone was probably like, who? But afterwards, I could believe that too. I could believe it then. And Aaliyah actually got the win on this one. She was able to roll up Natty. Well, Natty was over here cheating left and right. And
she didn't cry. She got so close to crying. Yeah. There was a shot right before when she's leaving where she pulled it
together. Yeah, because we didn't see SmackDown until after we heard the news that she was taken off of the Survivor Series team. Yeah. And so we were, our reaction after that win, because, you know, she looked like she was crying. Like, yeah, somebody backstage saw her crying or like, never mind, take her off the team. But no, the story is that, you know, Sonya, because she asked Aaliyah, how long have you known Naomi? She's like, wait, what? You did, like, I just matter. She's like, well, anyway, you're off the Survivor Series team, so, like, sucker.
Bye.
That's why I guess people were saying that that's why Aaliyah got taken off, because she's cool with Naomi.
Yeah, something like that.
But,
like,
I think it's just Sonya being a dick.
It's, I mean, they're trying to work that into the storyline, so whatever. Maybe they'll start teaming together, and then they can go after the tag team titles or something, but...
Which would be fine.
Yeah. I mean... People love Naomi, so yeah, give them those tag team titles, and then Rhea can do something fucking cool.
It's too bad we don't have the technology to actually, like, fuse Natty and Naomi.
They would be the perfect, like, modern day wrestler. And I saw a clip of somebody saying that Naomi was from, like, the Divas era, which is something that we've been saying.
Yeah.
Like, she was a standout in the Divas era for a reason. She's not a standout here. She's below par is what this person was saying. And people were like, well, what's par? Like, the Four Horsewomen aren't the bar. And I was like, no, they definitely should be. Like, that should be the measuring stick you're pointing to. Because everybody behind them, Rhea, Bianca Belair, Shotzi, Shayna, they can all live up to that. Because Naomi can't doesn't mean that that's not the bar anymore.
Yeah.
Like... Sorry, your face just isn't that good anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, deal with it. She's so mid now. It's not even funny.
And if you want to look at somebody who's able to, like, keep up, you look at Mickie James.
Yeah.
You, like, that's...
Even Trish put on a...
Trish.
Trish's match with Charlotte was better than anything I've ever seen Naomi in. I'm sorry. Like, go back and watch that match and give me one match that Naomi compares to Trish in that match. And Trish hadn't even been wrestling for years at that point.
Actually, I do want to watch that Trish and Charlotte match after this. So, we were saying Natty and Naomi should be somehow, like, sutured together.
Like, Natty's got the character work. Naomi's got the athleticism. They would be perfect.
Natty's got character work?
I think she would have the character work.
I was going to say, Natty's like the best technical wrestler.
Natty's got the character work and she's got, like, the technicality. Yeah. Naomi's got the athleticism. If they fuse together, like in Dragon Ball Z, they would be... I don't want to say unstoppable, but they would be actually on par with everybody else.
I could see them being like, okay, so if you had, what would their names be? Like, Natomi? Anyway, Natomi would be like the delusional veteran. Also, she'd be 7 feet tall.
That's just Naomi's character. No, are you just saying that they should wrestle in a trench coat and put Natty on top of Naomi?
If we can't figure out a way...
To actually fuse them, we're going to put Natty on Naomi's shoulders. Naomi's got this athleticism to carry her around and put a big trench coat on top of it. A big pink trench coat with hearts and lightning bolts on it.
There you go.
Skulls and lightning bolts.
You're welcome.
And it can glow.
Oh, I wish I knew how to draw. Yeah, so we have our Survivor Series team for SmackDown, which is short a person now, and we don't know who's going to be filling in. It would make sense for Toni Storm to at this point.
My money is on Xia Li.
My money is on Toni Storm.
We haven't seen anything with Xia Li is why I think that, and, like, for them to put her in right away and then have her do all her martial arts shit on Sunday, like, that's her showing up on Sunday. It could be like a Glacier kind of, like, just... Not rocket strapping her, but definitely jumping her into a lot of conversations.
Yeah, yeah. And then
Toni already came out and kind of staked her claim.
I was going to say, yeah, especially for SmackDown and the way that they actually do feature, like, these new women and stuff, because it's not like your training grounds.
Like, we've heard about Xia Li. We knew about Aaliyah and Toni because they got drafted. We've seen the both of them. They're doing stuff now, so that's why I would think it would be Xia Li.
I was really happy to see Toni come out. Sucks that we didn't get a match with her, but she did call out Charlotte, so maybe we'll get to see them wrestle next week.
I really was digging her fringe.
Yeah.
Just before we get off of that, but man, I was really hoping that Bayley would be ready for this.
Yeah.
Below her, though.
What?
Coming back in this Survivor Series match, like...
For this one?
Yeah. I mean, especially for this build, too. Like,
I think she needs to just come back at Royal Rumble.
Even if she was ready, I would just hold off.
If she's even ready by then. Because I know she's still in, like, doing rehab stuff.
Yeah. Royal Rumble or WrestleMania.
That'd be, like, the best like the best crowd reaction for her too.
Well, we gotta get tickets to WrestleMania. I think if she doesn't show up at Royal Rumble, we gotta get tickets to
WrestleMania. We're traveling to Dallas.
She's coming back.
Basics Guide is going on the road. So Charlotte's promo. I did not like the uh-oh, but the fact that it got over with that crowd, if she, like, kept that up, yeah, run with it. It's a whole what, stupid idiot. Yeah.
I'm normally a big fan of Charlotte's promos. I wasn't that big a fan of this one. But I thought I was going to be because I saw the clip where she's talking about Becky being a fabricated champion. And I don't want to, like...
Oh, yeah, because that's how she kicked it off.
Yeah, and I don't want to dig back into that like I always have where I've said Becky's been made by moments and by other people and she hasn't made anybody else.
Yeah, so Charlotte's promo right off the bat, she's, like, saying, Becky, like, you're Irish last kicker. You're the man. Now you're Becky... Big time Bex. And she's like, who are you? Which are my sentiments, yeah. But then she started talking about how she, like, yeah, you see Shotzi now. She's, like, getting crowd reactions. And she's like, Shotzi's already cemented herself after just being in the ring with me. I don't know if I would, like, agree with that part. But that's what Toni Storm came out to call out.
I would. Toni Storm's full of crap. You haven't been here for more than 2 minutes. Charlotte's been making people this whole last, like, 6 months.
I get, she's definitely been putting a lot of people.
She's definitely put more people over in the last 6 months than Becky has in her entire championship run.
And then Toni called her out for not defending her championship. She's like, Becky defended her championship. You have yet to defend yours.
In 2 weeks.
Point still stands, though.
Eat crap. She wrestled the, like, most... intriguing person on the roster a week ago.
But it wasn't for the title.
So?
But that's her point. Becky already defended it. She came out victorious. Anyway, Becky's promo. She calling out Liv Morgan.
No, she called out Charlotte.
And Charlotte, too.
She called out Charlotte. Liv Morgan ruined the best promo of Becky's career. I have never liked Becky's promos at all. This one... was perfect for her.
Yeah.
Her delivery was perfect. Her conviction, I actually finally believed in this character. And then fucking leave it to Liv Morgan to come out and ruin it. Like, and the thing is, they fought or they got in their little tussle or whatever to kind of spoil that.
Yeah.
My frustration with Liv and, like, why I don't get what the big deal and why everybody wants so much for Liv is because she doesn't seem to want it for herself. In that square up with Becky.
Yeah.
On the table, like, 2 weeks ago, she did nothing. She just let her walk away. At the very least, like, laugh in her face until she walks away. Do something crazy, like, capture the camera while you're on it. This week, when she got the belt, she just went over and, like, placed it for Becky to pick it up. Like, do that. And then when she comes, take it and throw it.
Yeah.
Take it and leave.
Yeah.
Take that belt until Sunday. How embarrassing would it be for Becky to show up on Sunday with a replica belt to her match with Charlotte without the real one, like, without the quote-unquote real one?
Yeah.
Because Liv fucking Morgan ran away with it all. Like a little gremlin. Like, that would have been perfect for you, and you could have sold it. She'd never, like... She gets right up to where she should be, and then she just, like, backs off. And it's so frustrating for me because
she has no distinct character. It doesn't matter if you dress in your weird Harley Quinn outfits with your maybe kind of creepy music. Like, you're not bringing that across.
You should have stayed in that bath figuring out your character a little longer.
What do you think about... Ric Flair calling out Becky on Twitter for that.
Did you see the response that she had on DraftKings?
Yes, yes. So, I'm going to have to pull it up and read it because, my gosh. Between so the embarrassing.
Promo, between the promo and what she said, Becky is, like, in the last, 48 hours, because I saw Raw late, really turning me on like, how much I've not liked her or supported her in the past. Because fuck Ric Flair. I've always hated Ric Flair and always will. And I'm so glad that, like, she's able to bring this, even if it's not real heat, but she's able to actually bring this and use it for this. Because WWE in their short-sightedness, was like, oh shit, we have Survivor Series, one of our biggest promos in a week. Right. Hey, Charlotte, Roman, Big E, Becky, you think you guys can bail us out of this shitty build we've had because right. we announced our fucking teams on Twitter? And sure enough, the four of them were like, no got worries, it, guys, we got you. You can't set up your employees to fail like that. And they still, you're so lucky that you have the talent that you guys do.
So the tweet that Ric Flair put out was, I think I'm going to have to make the trip personally to see you beat the piss out of Miss Charlotte. I don't think so, sister. The man, Big Time Bex, or whatever you call yourself, there's not enough choreography in the business to save you.
Dude, didn't to Becky you Lynch. Leave WWE because you thought you were going to have like greener pastures, and then fucking Dark Side of the Ring cut all of that out from right under you, like probably the day before you were going to show up on Dynamite?
So Becky's response was basically just like, she said, look, I saw the tweet, the one that you're referring to, the one that I'm kind of referring to, and I looked at it and wrote out a response that would have been quite biting, and I deleted it and I let it go because I think it's really sad that this is a legend at one point. This legend, a 16-time world champion, Ric Flair, is now jealous of me. It's cool for me and is now trying to use me to get clout to promote whatever he has going on next because he's dug himself into a hole with other things. So I kind of was just like, let me let him get out of it because it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad. Which it's funny because she's just like, yeah, I had this whole biting response, but instead now I'm really going to go for the jugular.
The way she was saying it too was just like, oh, yeah. Pity that she delivered those lines with, if there were lines, or I definitely feel like she's probably hated Ric Flair as long as I have.
And so he even responded to that too. Did he? Like, yeah. He said, so disappointed. I did this out of respect for you, Becky. It made you millions and made me nothing. After 40 years of being the man, the company doesn't own it and neither do you. I'll always be the man. Ask your husband. What?
Eat shit, homie.
This is sad. Man. Oh, I hate feeling cringe. So I'm just going to close that tab.
I bet he's like, Seth Rollins appreciates my work. Homie, this fucking guy's song starts with Burn It Down. You think he gives a shit about your windmilling wiener ass?
And I'm so sure he's going to like take the side of him over his wife. Yeah.
I have more championship wins. You have to take my side. Okay. You're a wrestler.
All right, Grandpa, let's go inside now.
Charlotte can get you, man.
Real quick, Toni Storm is on the Survivor Series team.
Damn it, I was really hoping it would be Xylee.
I went to the
website. So Xylee just like website, not yeah. going to do.
Same as NXT.
Maybe she's hey, still coming back from that concussion.
I was rooting for Xia. I mean, I loved her throughout the Mae Young Classic too. It just never like hit for me on NXT. So,
yeah, and like the Tian Sha thing never really.
It never took off. It could have been so much cooler.
They never really went for it with that.
Yeah,
which is something, and it's. I have to think that it's because it would have stolen a lot of the thunder from Karrion Kross. Like they were doing both mystical kind of things at the same time, and look where that ended up.
Yeah. What now nobody's there on NXT time. Anymore. all right then. Well, predictions for Survivor Series. Which champion do you think is going to win? Becky or Charlotte? I think Becky's going to win this one.
I think Becky's going to win too because I don't see her losing, but I hope it's
When was the last time Charlotte beat Becky though?
I don't know. I really hope it's Charlotte. Like, I could see it being Charlotte as a thing, and I will say Charlotte, actually.
I'd like for it to be Charlotte.
There's no downside in having Becky lose here. Like, it's a slap in the mouth for her. Yeah. She was running her mouth, and like, you can use all that.
Yeah.
And then her saying, like, she's the hero, like, yeah, let her take a step back. Go into this Liv Morgan feud with a little bit of self-doubt instead of just the unstoppable Becky machine.
Yeah, I like that. Whether they... This is like the pickle that WWE is in now. Because it's like, wait a minute. are two most pushed women. Which one do we choose? Very like, Sophie's choice.
With it being no stakes of like no championship on the line, that's why I think like there's no downside in having Becky take a fall here.
Yeah.
For the first time in however fucking long it's been.
I think if Becky were to win, it'd kind of just be like your predictable outcome.
Yeah. Which has been the Becky script for the last 3 years. So that's why like you're betting against terrible odds if you think Charlotte's going to win. But I hope Charlotte wins.
I think I hope for Charlotte to win. I think Becky's probably going to win though.
Yeah.
And then as far as the teams go, on Raw, you have Queen Zelina, Carmella, Liv, Rhea, and Bianca, who had a match with Tamina and obviously crushed her, versus SmackDown, Sasha, Shayna, Shotzi, try saying that 5 times fast, Natty, and Toni Storm. I really miss the UK crowd. Because we're not going to get a Toni Storm sing along.
Maybe they will.
Unless they learn how to do it.
Maybe she'll bring her family and they'll get them doing it. That's what she should do, is pay for, like, it would be a good investment for her to pay, like, flood that audience with UK people.
Yeah.
And have them get that chant going in the middle of that pay-per-view that, like, nobody has any expectations for.
Yep.
Show Vince these people are here for me. I don't care if you had to pay them off. They will give you a contract and it will make it worth it.
Yeah.
Something to think about. I think
SmackDown's
going to
take it.
SmackDown's going
to
win.
Just looking at the muscle on this team compared to, like, I'm sorry.
Shayna is sole survivor. No, I bet you Naomi's going to cost that for her.
I could see that happening.
I think Ra's going to win and Rhea's going to end up carrying that. Like, Rhea's going to be the one to outlast, like, 3 members of SmackDown.
Well, it's going to be... Okay.
Rhea's sole survivor.
That's right. I'm dumb. It's an elimination match.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even matter that you have Zelina, Carmella, and Liv. Oh my gosh. This is like the first time in a while that we've had like all brand, like new fresh teams.
All these people were through NXT, no?
Natty even went through. Yeah, Natty's on this team, but Tony's new, Shotzi. I don't think we've seen Shayna in Survivor Series, have we?
But I'm saying all of them came through NXT, no?
Yeah.
For all the people that are like, oh, yeah, everybody who comes through NXT gets ruined on the main roster. Like, no. Oh. Here's 10 examples of...
Not the women.
No, because they're fucking great.
Bianca, Rhea. It's funny, this Survivor Series picture, Rhea's spikes on her shoulder are in front of Liv. So it looks like Liv has Freddy Krueger hands. And I was thinking like, oh, cool. But, oh, no, it's just Rhea's vest. Liv doesn't look that cool for real. I don't know. I don't know who's going to take this one. I don't think Sasha's going to be sole survivor.
No, she's got to sell for too many people. It's not going to be Zelina or Carmella.
It's either going to be... honestly, I'm going to put it on Toni and Rhea.
I think it's Rhea or Shayna.
Or even no, Shotzi.
I don't think Shotzi's going to be it because she's too new and she already got her like big match.
But Toni versus Rhea.
Yeah,
they haven't seen each other in a while.
Toni and Rhea, I could see as either team sole survivor and Rhea winning it. But I hate that Shayna's in this storyline with Naomi right now because she's probably going to end up coming in and screwing it up for her. And Shayna deserves better, damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's been carrying shit for so long for this company. Like, give her a real run. And not one that ends at Becky.
Because Shayna's on SmackDown with Charlotte.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying this one
can't end at Becky at this point. Give her a real run. I don't even want to see her fight Charlotte. I don't even want to see her take the title off of Charlotte.
I can't decide who I think is going to win. I'm just going to say Team SmackDown is going to win.
Who's going to be?
Even though Bianca and Rhea are on the team, I have no idea. This is actually, you know what? I'm excited for this now. I wasn't before, but the more that I look at, like, everybody together. It's just because
of the talent there, though. Like,
yeah. It's going to be good. There's
nothing good about what the company has done for them in these positions.
Yeah.
Their talent is going to have to outshine everything.
It's like for
which they're fully capable of. All these women are.
Because I'm looking at the men's side, right? And yeah, no. I can't see myself being that entertained.
Is Ricochet on any of the team?
He's not. And like even having Austin Theory on the team, I'm just like, he's not enough to make me care about this.
Is Seth still on the team with either Seth Mysterio? Are either of the Mysterios still on the team?
No, actually.
Both of them are off?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember people bitching about the logic because they removed Dominic because he hasn't been a champion. And then they replaced Rey with Austin Theory, who also has never been a champion.
But he's getting over with those cell phone picks.
Did you see he took one with Brett on the screen on the bump?
No, that's funny, though.
He's good. I don't know how this guy keeps doing it, but ever since he showed up in NXT, I've liked him.
All right, then. So, did you say which team you thought's going to win?
Yeah, Raw.
Raw? Okay.
Rhea's going to carry it. Rhea's going to eliminate, like, the last three people. She's going to go full Keith Lee in 2019, except she's actually going to win instead of losing to Roman. Because there's no Roman in this. Becky's not in this match.
I am actually excited for this. So, all right. I think we're good. Do you have anything else you want to cover? All right, then. If anybody ruins Survivor Series for Bianca, it'd be Doudrop for sure. We get that feud pushed along.
Yeah, actually, that was the other thing that I want to say. Bianca is just so naturally good at this.
Oh, yeah.
That promo was like 20 seconds long, and I loved it, every single second of it. And I cannot wait for this feud to get further with her and D-Drop.
Oh, for sure. This is going to be good.
That's the one with the most potential. Cheetah and Deeb have it right now, but they're the two that have the most potential.
D-Drop and Bianca?
To replace them, I think.
Ooh, yeah. Well, we're going to go watch Charlotte versus Trish Stratus, and I suggest everyone do the same or watch some more women's wrestling.